Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And you know what? I have one of my favorite people ever, an announcer for Major League Fishing back in the day.
Way back.
Back in the day was FLW.
Yes.
Chris Jones is here.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Chris, we're going to get right to the heart of the matter.
Because okay,
you've everyone wants to know, what is the heaviest tournament weigh-in that you ever announced, like
yep.
you were the MC for?
Yep. It was 38 pounds.
Wow.
And it was Lake Falcon. It was an FLW series, East versus West Fish-Off, and it was with right. Greg Hackney.
Wow.
38.
Monster.
Oh, monsters. We had two other stringers over 37.
Right. Wow.
Yes. David Fritz had one and Terry
really?
Bolton had one.
Wow.
Yes.
People want to know, do you ever lose your voice?
All the time.
Like, you know, like you're screaming all the time?
All the time.
Can you give us one, like, give us a little version, like, Brad wins the Red Crest Championship 2025. Give us that.
Your 2025 Red Crest Champion is Brad Weekman. Wow!
I like it. And what exactly did Brad win?
$300,000 richer. And Brad,
wow.
I listen, the money spins, but the hardware lasts forever.
That's
the
right.
winner's trophy.
Who says the cream always rises to the top?
I do say that. I say that
really?
All the time.
I've only been
where,
to like
cream
five,
always rises to the top.
5 million weigh-ins. I've yes. heard that over and over again. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like,
yep.
well, I wish you'd take some crusty old people to the top. Don't they float? I guess old crusty people sink.
Brad, you know you can catch them. You can catch them. You used to catch them good, buddy.
Hey, tell me, what was your favorite tournament that you got to say Brad Weekman caught the biggest bass in the tournament? I happen to know which one that is. I don't know what year it is. I was the Berkeley co-angler. I was the first Berkeley co-angler that was ever on the TV show.
Okay.
That they had.
Yep.
And we went down to Florida. I think it was the FLW series that
yes.
they were having.
BP Eastern Division. Yep.
Yep. And I caught one that was 9 pounds something,
oh,
and
wow.
I had big bass for the tournament.
Yes.
And so
yes.
You probably...
I do remember that, but I just didn't remember where that was. I forgot.
It was on Okeechobee.
Okeechobee, yep.
Yep, that was.
In the opener. It had been the opener.
Yeah, that was my claim to fame.
Dudley won it or JT Kenny won it, one
yeah.
of them. Yes.
Pretty cool. So tell some more, like, you've got to travel the entire world. Do you get to fish or not? Do you just, like, and if you do, like, when you go fishing, do you ever announce your own fish? Like, Chris Jones, reeling it in!
Believe
like
this or
that?
Not.
Seriously, dude.
Well, first off, I usually don't fish too much. I do some
right.
when I'm on the road. But most of the time, when I was a tournament director, I never would. Now,
oh.
our staff would, but I wanted to just stay laser focused on the business.
Right.
And so that was a mistake. If I could go back, I should have found some balance in that. As I've gotten older, and I just
right.
do the television stuff now, yes, I do. I do fish some. And, yes, anytime I'm fishing with anybody, they make me do that stuff.
Dude,
yeah.
you know, you
yeah.
have to go fishing with me. I just love it. Yeah, I catch. Even I'll be out there catching small fish. And Chris will be like, that's a giant.
Yes.
I'll be like, I love it, man. I'll
we will like, definitely do that. I'll love
you
to
can
fish
pat
with
me
you,
on
Brad.
The back.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. See,
absolutely.
Look at that, dude. That was
my guy. We go way back, Brad. Way back. Yeah.
I have more questions. Can I keep firing
Come
them
on,
out to
let's
you?
Go.
He's so busy. You know, we're right here at Red Crest Major League Fishing, Red Crest 2025, and he's out there doing interviews with
yeah.
all kinds of people. He's getting ready to interview Jimmy Houston,
yeah.
who
yes.
is
Mirrors are
right
starting
now,
to bleed a little bit there.
Yeah, the line to see him
oh
is insane.
Yeah.
It runs from the booth that he's in, I think it's Ranger Boats, runs all the way out almost to the door.
Of the show.
Of the show. And it's the show's been open, like, what, how long?
Yeah,
5 hours?
Yes.
3 hours, 4 hours. So
yeah.
whatever it is, it's insane
yeah.
that it's a thing.
Yeah, he's
so.
Already missed his other two times.
So you've gotten...
Because he couldn't get away from the crowd.
You've gotten to also interview people, right?
Yep.
On
yes.
stage. So who's yep. your best interview and who's the worst interview?
Oh, wow. That's a good
and
one.
And I'm
okay.
while you're thinking, I'm kind of thinking that, and I don't mean name dropper, but I think Greg Hackney, when he first got involved, was more in the mode of, hey, if I catch fish and I make money, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the advertising, no, like into in that, right?
That's 100%.
So he would have been a tough, like a tough person on stage because he ain't giving anything away.
Yes.
Who's the worst person for not giving information away?
Clark
and you trying try to pick it out of him.
Clark Winlet would not tell you anything.
He used to
Didn't even like the camera in his boat, like on television days, live stream days. He hated that.
And so when he fished the FLW on Beaver Lake, if I was home, I could walk out and watch him fish our point right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he probably didn't like the fact that you were watching him.
No, he probably didn't. Not with the camera.
Great guy. Yeah. But, yeah.
So he's the toughest, huh? To Who's the best? Who is actually the best? Is it Terry Scroggins or Wesley Strader? He's got to be funny.
Strader's pretty good.
Yeah. Is there someone better than him, though?
Let me tell you this one quick story about Andy Morgan.
Okay.
Andy Morgan tells a very first year, I think it's 2002. It's an EverStart Series event. We're down, which is Toyota Series now.
Right.
But we're down at Gunnersville, actually.
Right.
He wins the event. He's I always tell him to bring up their winning baits. You know,
right.
All right. So, anyways, long story short, he wins the event, and he's got brings up a big Zumo monster worm and a jig, and he's talking about exactly what he did and how he threw it and everything, and he's like talking about how he's catching them on the ledges and what have you, and goes through this big spiel, and you know, so he wins. Well, afterwards, when we're paying the checks and we're off the air. And we're behind the stage. I hear him telling one of the other guys, who's a staff member. It was Gary Pex who it was. He was like, yeah. He's like, man, I caught a few fish cranking. He's like, they were key. He's like, I don't like doing that a lot. But he's like, I was catching everything on this brush hog flipping.
Right.
Where everybody else was on the ledges, he's like, I was up shallow flipping.
Yeah, like just on stage.
I'm like, you just lied to everybody. He's like, yeah, it's all right. He's like, he just laughed about it. He thought it was the funniest thing ever. The one that probably loves to give information more than anybody.
Yeah.
Do you remember Vic Vatalero?
Yes.
Love
from
Vic.
Up north. Yeah.
Yes.
He has his own bait boat shop.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. Vic Sports Center.
Yeah.
So Vic.
Look, we're giving a shout out to Vic. And he still owns the place, I believe. So we're actually.
Shout out to you, Vic. Vic was always very professional.
Right.
Very soft spoken and would always. He'd always tell you, I remember he told me this one time on the stage. He's like,
right.
I was like, no, you're telling us the truth because he's always so giving with information. He's like, yeah. He's like, I always do because everybody will assume you're lying anyways.
Right. That's right. That's the truth.
He's like, so I always just tell the truth anyways. And people just make their assumptions.
Worst conditions that you ever had to do a weigh-in where it was like crazy. We were at Kentucky Lake when a tornado came through.
I remember that one.
Right. Like, literally, like, right at weigh-in time,
yes.
And we were coming, and the guy I was with, we were coming across the side of the lake in a Ranger boat, and the boat went like this, but unfortunately went like this on my side.
I'll never forget
and
that.
And I could see the water, and I was like,
because the amount of calls I was getting at that time.
Yeah, we made it back on time.
Yes. Yeah.
Barely. And
I remember
was,
that.
I was puckered up a lot during that, it wasn't my lips.
I know it wasn't. I know it was tuckered. I remember that storm. It was a tornado. It touched down, went over the lake.
Yeah.
Worst conditions probably Columbus Pool in Mississippi. Oh. And, yes, it was a March event, and it was freezing, and guys could not open up their live wells because they were all froze shut. We're having to literally pour – they were pouring coffee, and we're pouring water over them.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was a bad one. I remember Jim Tutt, we never could get his open. I mean, we finally did, but, like, I had to pry it open. It was crazy. Worst conditions, though, for a weigh-in, Clear Lake, California.
Oh.
And it was just a blizzard. A blizzard.
Really?
It was windy, cold. There was so much snow coming down that you couldn't see 30 foot out in front of you. And the anglers just – they would keep coming up. And we had a 200-boat field. And what was crazy about that, Brad, is they smashed them.
Oh.
We had 30-pound bags, a bunch of upper 20s. They loved it. It was miserable. A miserable experience, but they loved the fishing part because the fish bit.
Okay.
That was pretty rough.
Have you done a weigh-in that wasn't on a stage because of something happened in the trailer? You couldn't use the trailer, and you literally went and had this huge, you know, big event, and you're like, okay.
Red River.
Like,
you may have been
here,
in it. It was one of those early events.
Yeah,
Red River,
like,
Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Yep.
It's terrible. I don't know if you remember any of those events.
I think that was the Everstart Championship, wasn't it? We fished the Everstart Championship down there.
That was 02. That was 2001 or two. The one I'm thinking about was it was a summertime event, and we were they had the city had promised they'd have the facility built, but they hadn't yet. So we ended up we were launched in this guy's field.
I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
And fishing in the
and
jungle.
All the snakes going back there that were on the road. It was like July or something. I'm like, who put is because I didn't do the scheduling on that one. It was Stakely. Remember Jerry?
Uh-huh.
Stakely?
Yeah.
He put the schedule together and I'm like, Jerry, we're going to Natchitoches, Louisiana in July. And we're launching. And it wasn't his fault because the city had promised that facility would be done, but it wasn't. Right. So we're launching in somebody's backyard. And there was two mud ramps. Dirt ramps, what they were. And we promised everybody, I remember, because we were supposed to have some rain, and we didn't get it like they thought we were going to. But I promised everybody, you might remember this, at the pre-tournament meeting, like if anybody gets stuck, we're going to pay the tow service. We'll get you out. We'll pay the tow bill.
Yep.
We'll have tow trucks come in, and we'll get everybody out. Mud washes off. We'll be fine. So we escaped that one. Oh, my gosh. I will never forget that one. Now, I remember we were doing boat check out in that little creek that's off the Red River where we were at.
Yep.
And every time two or three boats would come by, then you see a snake come by.
Do you have a Brad Knight story? The FLW Cup champion. At that point, he was a strike king guy. And,
yes.
You know, from Wartburg, Tennessee.
Loved him.
Just kind of a tall, lanky guy. And him and Kobe Krieger were the masters of the Pop R.
Yes. You
remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Did you ever get to fish with them?
I never did. Did you?
Yes. I got to fish with both in the same day. It was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got lucky.
They would say that Kobe used the pistol grip rod.
Yep.
So he could, him and Craig Powers.
Yeah, Craig Powers. That's right.
That's it. And they would do that little rollover with a wrist cast.
Like a spinnerbait and brush. And you'd be like, dude.
And wouldn't get hung up.
Yeah.
And would catch fish out of it.
Yeah.
I heard.
That's right.
I never did see it, but I heard all the time. That's amazing. Nobody does that.
That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. If you're trying to catch a big old bass or if you're trying to catch a big old crappie, you can check them out at picolures.com. If you want to add one more thing that you want to give a shout out to or talk about, what would it be?
You were asking me about probably the best or closest weigh-in ever.
Right? Yeah.
I think it would be the 2015 Forcewood Cup, Lake Murray, Columbia, South Carolina, when like 7 ounces separated the top five guys.
The top five guys.
Yes.
Wow.
Anthony Gangler already won it. Casey Ashley was part of that. Scott Canterbury was part of it. He lost a big one under a dock that cost him that event. But, yeah, Steve Kennedy had caught like the biggest bag of the day. He was in 10th place, though, so he had a long way to go. But he had, caught, 21 pounds. It was, 7 or 8 ounces separated those top five guys. That was it.
All right.
No, and that was for the cup, for the title.
Wow. So normally I sign out and I say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. But because we have Chris here, Chris is going to sign us off, and it's the Fishing Guide Podcast. So sign us off from the Fishing Guide Podcast.
From the Fishing Guide Podcast, let's see your two best bass.